going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And you said emotionally it's tough to watch the playoffs. A, we hope you're over that because you better be watching. And B, what do you think he's thinking about his team after watching the Pacers and the Knicks last night? And we'll be watching 6 more games of the Pacers and the Knicks, maybe. Or maybe we'll be watching 4 more games. At the very least, it's going 5. We know that. What's Kobe thinking right now?
Wait, how do we know the series is going 5 games?
It's going at least 5 because 4 plus 1 is 5, Andy.
Wait, what series are you talking about? I'm sorry. Welcome back to the show.
Good to have you with us.
It's good to be back here. We're talking about OKC then? Yeah, you're right. No, neither one. That's 1-0 in both series. But either team, we could have a sweep. What am I missing here?
So here's what.
Yeah, it could.
You could have a sweep either way. Okay, I'm not crazy.
Fine.
Okay,
all right. Well, hey, you're
no,
right.
You're on business, yeah. Though.
Okay, good. All right, yeah. Not nuts. Okay.
So here's what I think Kobe's thinking. And correct me where I'm wrong, gentlemen.
Okay.
If I'm Kobe Altman, I'm watching that game and I got a checklist going in my head. A guy I can hand the ball to with 3 minutes left in the game who can hit shots and win us one of these.
He's got one.
That's
check.
Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
Right. Check. A big guy who can hit a couple of threes. Had an unbelievable game. I've given a lot of hate to Karl-Anthony Towns. He played his tail off yesterday. He looked great in that game.
He really did.
He played really, really well.
I was thinking about you.
But a bigger guy, grab some rebounds, D up a little bit, maybe hit the occasional three.
He has that.
I got that.
Evan Mobley can hit threes. In fact, I do believe, if I'm not mistaken, Evan had the best three-point percentage of any Cavalier.
Not at the level playoff of Towns. Please don't think he's at that level. But he can get somewhere.
You mean as far as his shooting or his all-around play?
Shooting.
Okay.
He could get to the zip code.
I would agree with that.
He could be in the zip code.
Karl-Anthony Towns was in the three-point shootout. Didn't he win it?
He won it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really want to live by the words that I'm about to say, but Ty Jerome can hit a 3-2 all the time, too. Now, I don't think he's going to be on the roster next year because of the cost, but don't you think Ty can hit a 3 pretty much?
I don't know if Ty Jerome is there.
I don't know if Ty Jerome's on this team next year.
Like, I don't think he is either. Like, that's why I was hesitant on saying it, but I mean, I would trust Ty with the ball after Darius. He came in
game 5 against the Pacers after he sat and came in and gave the Cavs some life.
Yeah.
I thought he was really, really good for the team this year, and I don't know that he's going to be back.
So to head down the checklist,
yeah,
anything that could possibly, because that's how I'm thinking how Kobe Bryant is seeing. Kobe Bryant. Good golly. Kobe Altman is watching this. Mm-hmm. Mitchell Robinson, Jared Allen? Nah, I don't know on that one. That one might be tough. Mitchell Robinson is the perfect fit for 15 to 20 minutes in that game to rest somebody, shove some guys around, bring a whole different level
nice
of toughness and defense and all that stuff.
He doesn't start.
And correct. Man, but I was trying to like think big guy to big guy. Right. Thing, you know what I mean?
Down the stretch yesterday, defensively, he was brutal.
Yeah.
Did you hear Tyrese Halliburton mic'd up talking about Mitchell Robinson?
And his arms?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was mic'd up when they played him, and he said, I love Mitchell Robinson. He said, I love that guy. He said, he's so long. He said, he doesn't even have to jump, and he just puts his arms up. I love that guy.
So, and this is where I think...
I thought that was cool.
Unless you're going to look at, like, Bridges, or you could throw... I don't put Neesmith in... Nembhard in the same thought process that I would put Bridges. I think Bridges is a better player than those two.
Yeah.
But I think that's where the giant circle shows up on the checklist.
Yes.
Of the stuff that you don't have.
You do not have that. And the Knicks have, or the Pacers have three of them. The Knicks have Bridges, and the Cavs, or the Pacers have Nembhard. They have Neesmith. They have Siakam, who's a 6'8 guy. They got Mathurin. I mean, they have a plethora of pretty good guys out on that wing. And that's where if I'm Kobe Altman, I'm thinking, I gotta get some guys there. And they did with DeAndre, but there's more work to be done there, I think.
So let me ask this.
And the Knicks with OG Anunoby, it's the same thing. It's not just Bridges.
Here's kind of a fun question, okay? So you've got all the players for the Cavs, all the players for the Pacers, and all the players for the Knicks standing up against a wall. And we're about to play pickup, and you get to make the first pick in that draft. Who are you taking?
Oh, man, that's fun.
Jalen Brunson.
I thought the same thing. Brunson was the first name that I thought of.
I think it is Brunson. I think you're right.
Donovan, it's tough not to take Donovan, though. But
it's one of those, like, you immediately, if you're picking second, go, Donovan Mitchell, before anybody can change their mind.
And then Halliburton's going to make you pay for it because you didn't pick him first.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
I might take Carl Anthony Towns. Ken's in Brooklyn. Wait, if
we're playing pickup. Are there referees?
Ken, always love your basketball opinions. Before we get to that, how are you feeling? You doing all right?
Thanks for calling, man. Yeah.
Guys, I really appreciate that, Jeff. As James Brown would say, I feel good.
All right. Good, Ken. I'm glad to hear that
voice, Ken.
Good to hear that.
Thanks for the support, guys.
Yep, keep going, buddy.
I am. Listen, Jeff and I talk regularly, okay? And so here's the deal. Somebody mentioned yesterday about another big, and they need another big, okay? So here's what we do. Jeff, there's a reason why they call him Spider, okay? He plays bigger than 6'3", all right? And me and Jeff go back and forth about this all the time, all right? But...
I think he's outstanding, Ken. I really do.
Yeah, and here's the thing. What I do is this. I'm going to take Hunter and put him in the starting rotation. Okay?
So am I.
And that means Strus goes to the bench, and then Strus comes off the bench, and then you play small. Okay, you bring in Dean Wade and whoever else you want to put up front, and you play small. And then you have, basically, you may have three guards on the floor at one time, okay? And then two forwards or whatever. Now, we need another big. All right, I love Tristan, but I need a big that's going to play and not be a towel waver and, you know, a cheerleader.
You're correct. Right?
I need a guy that I can put out there during the game and not just at garbage time, all right, to play. So... where the Cavs are picking, I've been looking at this kid, and I happen to follow this school quite regularly. And the kid that I want, that probably will be there where the Cavs are picking, that I've been talking about, is Ryan Kalkbrenner. Ryan Kalkbrenner has a mid-range.
You watch a lot of basketball if you're scouting for second-round picks, Ken. That's outstanding.
Yes, I do. That's why they call me the mayor of hoops, Jeff. Remember that. Okay? And I like this kid a lot. And we're picking, I think, like 44 and 50-something. And there's a he is projected that he's going to go there. He may even go as high as the late first. Kid's 7'1". He has a mid-range, can rebound the ball, knows the game real well. And I like this kid a lot. And I think this kid can play. But we need a big. We got to have a big. I think we have athletes. I mean, if Darius is healthy. He's athletic. So is Spider. There's other guys out there, and I understand that you might want a couple extra guys, but I think listen, guys, 64-18 doesn't lie. Okay.
Oh, they were dang good in the regular season, Ken.
Yeah, 64-18 don't lie, and I want to see this team hurt, and I want to bring everybody back. I'm bringing Jared back, and like Kobe said, we got to get a little bit meaner. Okay, we gotta grow a couple, and we gotta get out there and not let people push you around. I think the guy's got it in him. You just want to see it. I want to see J.A. what he did in Detroit that one time.
Yeah, and you know what, Ken? And we're glad you're feeling good, bud. And please keep calling, will you?
Thanks,
Ken. I want to hear from you during the playoffs.
All right.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ken in Brooklyn. You don't dismiss 64 wins in the regular season and the number one seed. And that's why if I'm Kobe Altman, I'm not shopping Darius Garland or anybody else on the team. I'm not doing that. But if something were to present itself that you think tweaks your team in a way that makes it better and more competitive in a series, actually, you know, and you're going to win plenty of games in the regular season, you've got to look at that. And that's why, Andy, if I'm Kobe, I get it completely. If I bring this team back intact with a couple of additions where I hope guys develop a little bit, because I think he's going to be hard-pressed to bring in more than one real significant piece given their financial situation. And then you bring in guys you can develop. And hopefully with Kenny Atkinson and his staff, that's part of their whole process that, you know, we want to develop guys. Great. That'd be terrific. And then you see what this team does. And you know, as you close in on the trade deadline, maybe you start thinking about some things, because big trades happen in that league during season. And maybe that's something that the Cavs might need to look at.
I watched last night's game, and I kept saying, I said, what is the gap for the Cavaliers between Indiana? What is the gap between the Knicks? And, you know, what could it be, you know, moving forward against any other team in the East? The Cavaliers, again, were able to do a lot of the things that made Indiana successful, but they had just another level. And their ability to find the open shot was really just outstanding.
They moved it so well they created open shots.
Even when they were down, they still were able to find the open shot, even if they missed, and then ended up, you know, in transition, missing, and then the Knicks would come back down. And I can understand how teams get lulled into this false security that what are they going to be able to do? They, you know, they put themselves in a horrible position. They're down by more than 14 right now. We got this. All we have to do is make a couple stops and make a couple buckets. This game's over. But it's there. The script is there, and nobody wants to read it, because they know you've got to keep playing. And there is something special, magical about Indiana right now, and you wonder if it's going to run out. You wonder if Thibodeau is going to be able to figure out a way to stop this thing. If the Knicks walk out of that arena last night going, oh, man, what's worse? I mean, not only were we humiliated because we gave up a big lead, we had a guy who thought he hit a game winner at the buzzer, give us the choke sign, very reminiscent of Reggie Miller, and not only did we know that he gave us the choke sign at the end of the game, but we couldn't come back and finish them off in overtime. You say, okay, maybe their run is over at the end of the other. I mean, it's crazy bounce to get in the hoop at the buzzer, so we go tied to overtime. And so they gifted it a chance to be able to go on and win in overtime, and then Indiana stepped up again, and they had the lead in overtime, the Knicks. Every headline that I read in the Post today about choke 2.0, all those things, that's going to haunt them if they don't come back and win the next game. And if they're sitting 0-2 going back to Indiana, look out.
even though the Cavs lost in five to the Pacers, do I think the Cavs are a better team than Indiana? I don't know, but I won't say that they're not. You know, it with the injuries, that's a little cloud over here that gives you a sense of doubt about this. I will readily admit. And that's why if I'm Kobe Altman, I don't need to go into this offseason thinking I need to bust it up. I don't. But again, if that opportunity presents itself, what I really want to see is what type of people they bring in to play on the wing, Andy, more than anything. You know, I think they have guards. They're going to have to add another one because I don't think you're getting Ty Jerome back. And if you do, it's because Ty didn't get any offers and he's coming here cheap. And I think he'll get some offers. And I agree with Ken. I've said all along, they need another big guy. They're not very big. And you're going to bring Dean Wade back? Okay. Dean is a guy, though, whose contract is not fully guaranteed, if the information I saw is correct, which means maybe you save some money there and go bring in somebody else to play something else. But, you know, depth is one thing that this team talked all about during the regular season. We didn't necessarily see it in the playoffs. And that might be one of the reasons that they're watching right now, because they had injuries, they had to play other guys. Of course, what might be bigger reasons, blowing a 21 and blowing a 19-point lead. That's not good. What's going on in Columbus? We don't mean with Ryan Day and the Buckeyes. We mean with your Columbus Clippers and with Andy's new heartthrob.
Stop it.
We're going to find out. Ryan Mitchell is the play-by-play man for the Columbus Clippers. What's going on down on the farm and who might be here helping out the Guardians soon? It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.